For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. COVID-19 has caused many changes in the way we do things and in the way we shop, especially with cash. Numerous stores, including national chains, have been experiencing a coin shortage. Signs posted ask customers for correct change, rounding up to the next dollar, or for using cards for purchases. Even customers wanting to get change from local banks may experience a challenge getting change back. So what's the deal? Why is there a coin shortage? Trina Smith is a teller supervisor at Centennial Bank in Jonesboro, and she explains what's going on.
The pandemic disrupted the normal circulation patterns for the United States coin. Coin deposits from depository institutions declined significantly, and then the U.S. Mint production of coin also decreased due to measures that they put in place to protect its employees.
And Smith says with the U.S. Mint stopping the production of coins for a couple of weeks, it simply became a supply and demand issue.
You still have banks ordering, and so coin order levels began to increase as regions reopen, which resulted in the Federal Reserve's coin inventory being reduced to below normal levels. When that lowered, the Fed decided to ensure a fair and equitable distribution of existing coin inventory. They decided to put some limits on what financial institutions can order as far as coin.
Smith says Centennial Bank was only able to receive about 30% of the coin that normally would have been able to get, and that was reflected to some customers. Vice President of Retail Banking and Marketing at First National Bank, Blake Gwynn, tells how they've been dealing with the shortage.
We have to have change for our customers that present notes to our bank. So if they come in with a check for $100.17, we have to be able to give them 17 cents and change. That is our number one priority. So we have to hold on to our coin to make sure we're able to fulfill in-branch and customer obligations. That's the number one priority. So absolutely what you're seeing is that, you know, we may have a customer come in and they may need $200 in quarters and we may do 100 based on our estimated demand for that day. We're able to give them change, but it's probably going to be less.
And Gwynn says there are certain denominations they're specifically low on.
We're having a lot of trouble with quarters and pennies, mostly. We've got about all the dimes and nickels we want. Now, that works for some people. It doesn't work for others. That's kind of what we're trying to do. Is say, can you do nickels and dimes instead of quarters and pennies? But that's kind of how that's worked. Is again, it's been a pass-down effect because we do have to have the change in branch.
Both Gwynn and Smith say many customers have taken their coin jars to the bank to turn them in for cash, and that's been helpful. And both say this is a temporary issue that should fix itself and rebound again in a few weeks. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.